3, and it's time to take a look at political newsmakers through the amazing revelations brought to us all with reverse speech. David and I go back over 20 years. He's been at it 33. I've been listening to these things for a long, long time. They are invaluable. They are unique. You're very lucky to hear them on the radio. I'm very proudly able to help you understand the truth behind the people who are lying virtually all the time. It's to be expected now. Those of us who don't live in a world of lies like they do, these politicians are amazing. We've got a video now that's gone super viral. It's 13 straight minutes of Hillary Clinton lying. That's pretty grim. And Obama, do a search. Obama lying on YouTube and see how many videos you get showing this man lying. Well, they can't lie anymore. Not with reverse speech. And we've got several special programs up on the right-hand side of Rents for you to listen to and share anytime you'd like. And I guarantee you, they will stun you. That's just what we have here. An incredible breakthrough in the understanding of the human subconscious mind. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. Still here. Thank you. Glad to have you along. And this is going to be another fascinating hour. What do you have on tap for us? Oh, first of all, before you jump in there, what does it look like to you in Adelaide, Australia, the shenanigans going on here? Trump, they say Trump needs to act more presidential. Trump already is, in my view, massively presidential, and
absolutely,
he is clearly going to disassemble Hillary Clinton and throw her into the nearest dumpster if they have a one-on-one campaign.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, look, the media is actually painting Donald Trump in a bad light here. I'm a little bit upset about it, actually. So the fix is in Australia.
They're doing it there too. Well,
yeah, certainly are. Yep. But anyway, that's okay. Trump's going to win. There's no doubt in my mind about that. Well, I hope so. Anyway,
He is going to walk away from her like her feet are stuck in concrete boots, which many would say is exactly where they ought to be stuck.
Well, if his reversals are any indication of his future success, he's going to be a huge success. So I just put through I just did a compilation of some of the greatest Barack Obama reversals in his 8 years in term and put it up on YouTube. Oh, it's shocking. It's absolutely horrendous. His reversals of his 8 years are just shocking. We won't have time to do it on the show today, but in the future show, we'll go through some of them. And, oh, man, they are just really bad.
Oh, they're up on YouTube now?
Yeah, they're up on YouTube now.
Okay, what's the title for people to go look?
The Legacy of a Failed Presidency. Barack Obama Reversed. There you go. That's the title. The Legacy of a Failed Presidency. Barack Obama Reversed. So.
Okay. All right. So what do you have for us this week?
Oh, I've got so much stuff. Where do I start? Let's start with Reince Priebus. He and Paul Ryan and Donald Trump had a little secret meeting. Well, it wasn't a secret meeting. No, it's not true. They had a meeting.
Right.
What happened in the meeting was a secret. Okay. And so here's Reince Priebus talking about that meeting.
It was a good, honest conversation and a commitment on both parties to continue working together to get to a good place. And I think Paul Ryan wants to get to that good place soon.
Go ahead, David.
I was just saying, Paul Ryan still hasn't endorsed Donald Trump yet.
I was going to make that point, and here he is defending the Speaker of the House, whose job it is to get behind the leading candidate, the obvious winning candidate, and bring the party together. It's not his position to say, well, I'm not quite ready to endorse him yet. I may. And this equivocation is crap. Some people have said he really should be immediately removed from the Speaker's position, and I agree with that.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, he's got no right to be doing what he's doing. Anyway, Priebus is really, he doesn't like the position at all, and he says backwards, look, have the faggots now.
Look, have the faggots now.
Look, have the faggots now.
And again, he doesn't like this position he's in at all.
And no,
he doesn't like Trump or Ryan. And then his next reversal sums it up. Here we go.
Senator Graham and Donald Trump are now have a truce.
Well, I don't know much about this truce, but I do know the character of Senator Graham, and he's a kind, warm, funny person that loves our country, and so I'm not surprised that, you know, if that's true, I'm not surprised by it.
And here he's just something he says, and the surf enough now.
Then the surf enough, Merrill.
Nice and clear.
Then the surf enough, Merrill.
Nice and clear.
Then the surf enough, Merrill.
In other words, he's had enough of all of this. It's just too much. And the, so I've had enough of it. The surf is a metaphor for the flow and movement of life.
So he the first word he said is T-H-E-N, then?
Yes, correct. Yes, uh-huh. Yes.
There. Got it. Very good. Yeah, he's a very arrogant, sneering, snide, condescending. He's really a case, that guy.
Yeah, he certainly is. All right, let's see. Oh, well, we move on to Newt Gingrich. Here's Newt Gingrich.
Yeah. Now, we have a problem with Newt Gingrich.
We do. What's that?
We don't want him to be anywhere near the vice presidency. Newt Gingrich is the man who forced NAFTA through the House. NAFTA Newt. I mean, this guy is representing literally the antithesis of what Donald Trump wants to do with trade and tariffs. He wants to equalize the playing field. Newt pushed NAFTA through. He's also very much in the pocket of world Zionism. This is not the man that Donald Trump wants around him. He represents the ultimate insider's insider. It's not a good mix. They also, people who know them both, say that their chemistry won't work together. They're both too strong.
Oh, okay. All right. No, I didn't know. I don't know a great deal about him. All right. So here we go. So here's Newt on becoming VP.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, it's not, you know, I'm not the only person around.
And here he says, yes and no, I'm not out.
Yes and no, I'm not out.
Yes, no, I'm not out.
There we go.
Yes, no, I'm not out.
Listen to how he says that. That's how his subconscious is thinking about it. He's almost in a very minor key. He's almost exasperated. Yeah, I'm not out.
I know.
This is funny. This is really funny.
Well, the next one's funny too. Here he is with Hannity.
It keeps getting brought up because you keep bringing it up.
No, it's not me. I did have a poll on my website, Hannity.com, and you did win the poll.
And here he says, banging your feet.
Banging your feet.
Banging your feet.
It's like he's throwing a tantrum.
Banging your feet.
He wants this position. He's banging his feet. He's throwing a bit of a tantrum.
So, in other words, his subconscious is speaking to him, saying, banging your feet. In other words, this is really frustrating for his subconscious. He obviously is drooling to get it. Now, he's 73. Trump will be... Yeah, he's 73. Trump will be 70. Hillary's 70. Bernie's 74. So, you know, I don't think Trump is going to help himself any by pulling a globalist insider into his vice presidential position. I think he will lose 20-30% of his support overnight if he does it. Gingrich is not the man that we want. He keeps talking about how he needs an insider to get things done in the Congress. That's not true. He can hire as many lobbyists and insiders as he wants. What did Newt Gingrich do almost immediately when the word got out that he was being considered to be vice president? He made it clear to Trump that he'd be interested if Mr. Trump were to somehow redesign the position of vice president and give it more power.
Oh, interesting. Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Now, furthermore, if Newt Gingrich were the vice president, he's what? He's one heartbeat away from the presidency. I wouldn't sleep well at nights if Newt Gingrich, the LBJ of our time, were my vice president. Look what he did to Jack Kennedy.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. Okay. Well, then, okay. Well, listen to this one then. This is an interesting clip. He talks about what would happen if Trump gets assassinated. Hang on. Hang on, let's just play it. No, don't quote me on that. That's just the title. So let's play it.
Really seriously, and recognize if you pick a vice presidential nominee, you're potentially picking somebody who might well end up as president, and you better pick somebody who could get the job done if that happens.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's what he's talking about. Yeah, that is what he's talking about. This one worries me. He'll seriously leave.
He'll seriously leave.
He'll seriously leave. He'll seriously leave.
Which is another way of saying he'll be gone feet first out the door. He'll be dead.
Oh, yeah, Trump. Yeah, that's right. Now, well, seeing we've gotten to Trump being dead, listen to this one. Now, I didn't want to play this one on the show today, actually.
David, hold that thought. This really bothers me. I've been on this. I've been trying to wake people up about Gingrich and his ties to the think tank he's been tied to from the beginning, the Heritage Foundation. Bad news stuff. This is globalism. He's tied to the Heritage Foundation. Look it up, folks. I put the stories up there. Charlotte Iserbeet sent them to me. This is not good. He's demanding more power, or he wouldn't really consider the vice presidency, which is largely ceremonial. Now he's making the obvious point, and he's talking about power. Play that again, David, please.
Yeah, he'll seriously leave. Hang on, what happened to it? Okay, yeah, here we go. So here's the forwards.
Really seriously, and recognize if you pick a vice presidential nominee, you're potentially picking somebody who might well end up as president, and you better pick somebody who could get the job done if that happens.
Okay, and here's reversal.
He'll seriously leave.
He'll seriously leave. He'll seriously leave.
Okay, now that leads on to this reversal on Trump, which is very concerning. And like I said, I didn't want to play it on the show today, but my staff talked me into it. So here we go. This is Trump.
Okay, well, let me just tell you, the only thing I am talking about a little bit is I like the idea of the states looking at minimum wage, because if they don't, you know, New York is totally different than if you go to Alabama, Arkansas, so many places that I love. They voted for me. I love them all.
And here he says, all my blood will be the death of it.
All my blood will be the death of it.
All my blood will be the death of it.
You hear that?
Yeah, every single syllable is there, and yeah, all right. How do you read it?
Well, he's predicting assassination attempt is what he's. That's how I read it.
Yeah, I would. I agree. If I were, and I urge the Trump people again. Some of them listen to this program. Do not put Gingrich on the ticket. You can do far better, far more interesting. And not put, this is the kind of pressure that you do not want to put on Donald Trump. A world recognized globalist from the Heritage Foundation, who is the godfather of NAFTA, which cost Americans God only knows how many jobs. This is not something we want. So I don't know. This is not good. Not good.
Yeah, not good at all. And here's Newt again. Yes, so we'll get back to Newt. But that reverse on Trump was appropriate at that time.
Yeah, it was.
So here's Newt.
That's exactly the wrong attitude. But those are the people, whether they're at the Weekly Standard, whether they're on talk radio, whether they run a blog, whether they're so-called experts, those are the people who are terrified by Donald Trump, because he represents a new world. It's as though you went to an old-fashioned local hamburger place and you said, have you ever heard about McDonald's? Or you went to an old-fashioned small retail place and said, have you ever heard about Walmart? I mean, what you see coming down the road here is a much bigger party with many more people.
Oh, yeah, he wants the VP job. That's obvious. Okay, wear an ass. You'll deal with that.
Wear an ass. You'll deal with that. Wear an ass. You'll deal with that.
Quick. It's quick, but he the faction that he represents is an ass, and you know, deal with it. So yes, I can see why Newt Gingrich shouldn't be VP. Here's one that I don't understand at all, and he's talking about the once again if the VP became president.
Can they do a little bit to help win the election? I think that's the least important of the three, because you really have to take the presidency really seriously.
And here he says, Hillary's it, hear from the government. I've no idea what that means, but anyway, here we go.
Hillary's it, hear from the government.
Hillary's it, hear from the government.
And Hillary's it.
Hillary's it, hear from the government.
So what does he mean by that when he talks
I don't know. I'd have to really spend some time on that. That's almost metaphorical. That's weird.
I know. I don't know what I undernard about even playing it on the show, but it seems like it's an important reversal, so, you know, I'm getting it out there.
Well, let's play it again. Is he being facetious? Let's think about that.
Okay, so here's the Fords.
Can they do a little bit to help win the election? I think that's the least important of the three, because you really have to take the presidency really seriously.
All right, hold on. That man, you just said it, he is drooling to get the vice presidential slot, and I think in at least in the back of his mind, he knows that he would be one heartbeat away from being the most powerful man in the world.
Yeah, I know.
All right?
I still don't know what it means by Hillary's it here from the government. That just doesn't make any sense to me. But anyway, I'll play it again. Here we go.
Hillary's it, hear from the government.
Hillary's it, hear from the government. Hillary's it, hear from the government.
Don't know.
But you know me, sometimes I get reversals, I don't know what they mean. I play them anyway, and then someone comes up and says, hey, what about this?
Yeah. Well, so what you've done basically is validated at least my concerns and the concerns of many others about Gingrich. He should not be vice president, period, for a number of reasons.
Yeah.
Not the least of which is the fact that he represents the opposite economics for this country, trade policies that Trump claims to be for. I don't get it. I don't know how you could mitigate the differences and make it work. I don't see it. It's too much of a stretch.
Yeah. I don't know. There you go. All right. A couple on Sean Hannity. Here we go. From Fox News.
The Wall Street Journal writer really got it. He understood it. It was covered so perfectly.
Oh, listen, you know, when you really think, look at the latest numbers that have come out. This is the scary part. And I asked you a lot when we were on the road together. I'd ask you almost every interview. I mean, you have one in five families that don't have a single family member in the workforce.
And here he says, give Hillary the warning.
Yes, Hillary, we don't want it.
Yes, Hillary, we don't want it.
Yeah.
Yes, Hillary, we don't want it.
Not the best reverse in the world, but it's there. I think he's probably on the side of Trump. You know.
Oh, he's been supporting Trump from day one. He's really distinguished himself for the first time in his career in the eyes of many people as being a valuable asset to journalism and to fairness and decency in the country, because he hasn't played games. He has supported Trump. So.
Yeah, well, his reversals are really good. Like, here's another one.
It keeps getting brought up because you keep bringing it up.
No, it's not me. I did have a poll on my website, Hannity.com, and you did win the poll.
And I advance the honor.
I advance the honor.
I advance the honor.
And again.
I advance the honor.
What does he say? I even announced the honor?
I advance the honor is what I've got it down as. I advance the honor.
I advance the honor.
Yeah. Okay. So his poll showed Gingrich winning, and he presented that. He advanced it. It's an honor. He advanced it. Okay. He presented it. I got it.
And he's being honorable in his reports.
Correct.
He's an honorable reporter.
He is. So, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what his reversal says. Okay. And here he's talking to Newt about the VP slot.
All right, so that's not a no. I'll put that in the maybe.
Yeah, I'm in the not no column.
You didn't even get mad. I'm pretty impressed. All right, former speaker.
I'm used to dealing with
that. I don't know what he means by this. He says big immunity.
Big immunity.
Big immunity.
Huh, interesting.
Big immunity.
All right. Oh, in other words, what's he talking here? Is his subconscious bragging about his power and clout? He's in the Heritage Foundation. He was Speaker of the House. He's as well connected as anybody could be. I've got big immunity. Is that what he's doing? Is that what he's saying?
May well be. Yeah, that would make sense. Yep. All right, another one on Hannity.
Clinton has turned her focus towards presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump.
He says, will I be the man?
Will I be in the man?
Will I be in the man? Will I be in the man?
Yeah, I mean, will he be the person to cover it honorably and ethically? You know, will I rise in my stature? There's nothing
wrong.
There's nothing wrong with rising in his stature, you know?
No. Yeah.
Nope. So there we go. All right, okay.
Well, good for Hannity. I've had good sense about him as a professional. He has ethics. Don't have to agree with the man all the time, but he has generally come out exactly where I stand on things as far as Trump goes, so. Good.
Yep, there we go. All right. Now, here's all I've got for this one is media. We must be coming up on a break. See if we can fit one.
How many reversals do you have, David, for the hour?
Tons and tons? Yeah, tons and tons.
So you want to go through the break? We can do that if you want to keep on.
Oh, I've got enough to keep us going for a couple of hours.
All right, well, let's go through this break and this one time, and we'll put some more reversals out there. Go ahead, Ben.
All right, okay. All right, so here's a media person talking to Paul Ryan.
I want to get your view. Watch this clip of your former running mate, Mitt Romney, talking about Donald Trump earlier this year.
Oh, backwards he says, we rig it.
We rig it.
We rig it.
Oh, yeah. That's the media rigging it against Trump, rigging it in...
No question about it. And listen to the arrogance in the reversal. Rig it. We got it done. Don't worry. It's all controlled. Everything is contrived. Nothing left to chance. We rig it. Wow.
Here it is again.
I want to get your view. Watch this clip of your former running mate, Mitt Romney, talking about Donald Trump earlier this year.
Okay, we rig it.
We rig it.
Oh, yeah.
We rig it. We rig it.
The tone and inflection in his voice is just classic on that one. Absolutely classic.
Truly arrogant. Amazing.
Talking to Paul Ryan. Okay, so talking about Paul Ryan. Let's have a look at Paul Ryan. Okay, so here we go. Here's Paul Ryan talking about whether he's going to endorse Trump or not.
You know, there's some work to do here. Let me say it this way.
He says, there's evil, I agree.
There's evil. Very good.
There's evil. Very good.
Quick.
There's evil. Very good.
Yeah, it's there. It's just quick. Okay, well, there is evil out there, you know. A lot of people are... out after Trump, okay? Here he is again.
We have state legislative majorities and governorships that we haven't seen in years, in decades.
Know its value. Oh, that's interesting.
Know its value.
Know its value.
Huh, I mean...
Know its value.
Let's listen to the fours again on that one.
We have state legislative majorities and governorships that we haven't seen in years, in decades.
We have state legislatures and governorships we haven't seen in years? What does he mean by that? What does he mean by that? I don't know what he means by that. I don't know.
I don't either.
I guess he's got a lot of people backing him, behind him. No, it's value of their support, I'd imagine.
Right. Yeah. Has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he's talking about the GOP strength, maybe from top to bottom, maybe in the Senate, I don't know, maybe in the House, and then a lot of the state legislatures, the governors, and so forth, a lot of strength. So
someone messaged me and said New World Order. So
on that particular reversal?
Yeah, that's what it refers to. Know its value. I don't know.
Let's play it again.
No, it's value.
Yeah, that certainly makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yep. All right. Okay. All right. So, next one along. Oh, I don't like this one. Gee whiz. Okay, here we go.
For the party to be unified. And I want to help you do that.
Do you think that's even possible?
But just so you know, Jake, we're not there right now. Yeah, I think it's possible, but we're not there right now. And I think it is possible.
Wow, look at this reversal. Pull this off, sending a gun on you.
Pull this off, see to get down on you.
Pull this off, see to get down on you.
Oh, my.
Pull this off, see to get down on you.
This is very evil, David. Very dark. Not good. Not good.
Oh,
not good.
My.
Paul Ryan may or may not know something, but it suggests that at the very least, he is aware of a thought current, a process perhaps underway or in the planning stages of getting rid of Donald Trump.
This is the third time we've seen it in this show now. The third time. Oh, boy, he needs to... Oh, gee whiz.
Whatever security you have, Mr. Trump, you need to double it or treble it.
Yeah, to all the Trump people listening to the show, take this seriously. Reverse speech has never been wrong. You've got to take this very seriously. And that means that Paul Ryan's in on it.
At least in a de facto sense, he is passively aware of that sentiment being pushed around at the highest, darkest, dirtiest levels.
You're absolutely right. Let's play the reversal again.
For the party to be unified. And I want to help you do
that. Do you think that's even possible?
But just so you know, Jake, we're not there right now. Yeah, I think it's possible, but we're not there right now. And I think it is possible.
Pull this off, sending a gun on you.
Pull this off, see to get down on you.
Pull this off, see to get down on you. Pull this off, see to get down on you.
Pull this off, meaning get Trump elected and then sending a gun on you.
That is really scary. That is really scary.
I think they know that the only way the GOP, the Republicans, are going to win is with Trump. So it's going to force them to back him. But what he says in the second part of that reversal, even bringing up the concept of gun, suggests that he is passively or maybe actively, I don't know, aware of this kind of talk being promulgated behind the scenes. I don't like that at all. I don't like Paul Ryan. I never have liked him. But this is even worse.
Just like JFK said in his inauguration, they'll be listening in the void. You know,
That's right.
Okay, so listen to this one on Paul Ryan.
But at the same time, now that we have a presumptive nominee who is going to be our standard bearer, I think it's very important that there's a demonstration that our standards will be bared. I mean, that he will advance our appreciation.
And he says, yes, they're fed up.
Yep.
You know who he's talking about? He's talking about the GOP establishment. They're fed up. They're not sure that he's going to bear their standards, the standard bearer. He's not sure that Donald Trump will carry the criminality, the graft, the corruption, the deceit, the duplicity, the lies that is the hallmark of American politics.
Yep.
Damn.
You're absolutely right. You read it exactly right. Yep. It's not good at all. And here's the last one I'm going to play on Paul Ryan. Here we go.
And so I desperately want to see us unify.
It just simply says they are funny.
Yeah, all funny.
Oh, wait. He might be saying they are finished.
Yeah, I wasn't totally happy with funny. They are
I don't hear funny. I hear finished. I hear an S H.
Yeah, all funny.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, all funny.
You're absolutely right. It's definitely they are finished. Yeah, I know when I played, I wasn't happy with funny. Okay, so let's listen to the Fords again.
And so I desperately want to see us unify.
They are finished.
They are finished.
They are finished.
Yes.
They are finished.
definitely finished. Wow, I wonder who he's referring to there. The old school? I don't know. Maybe that's what they're worried about. They're fed up. They want him gone.
They are finished. They are finished. Maybe. Well, you see, Donald Trump has reconfigured, at the very least, the entire Republican Party. He's turned into a populist, pragmatic, common sense, as he says, conservative movement now. It's been taken away from the long-term career criminal politicians who have run it to their own benefit forever. And maybe that's what he's saying. They're finished now. They are finished. The old school is finished. So we have to deal with a new set of circumstances. But we don't know if he's going to carry our standard, be our standard bearer. And then he brings up this gun thing.
Yeah, I know.
In other words, is somebody saying to him, we'll kill the SOB if he doesn't play ball with us? Is that what Paul Ryan is hearing or thinking about? I don't know.
Well, that's what the reversals would see to intimate.
That's they certainly do.
They certainly do. Yes, they do. Yeah, they do. Wow. And here we have Trump. Listen to this.
So I really like the idea because it's so different. You know, it's a big country.
And here he says, if I die, help. If I die, help us. We're in real trouble. So he's
Oh, my. Yeah, he knows. He knows.
Oh, wow. He's taking on good on him. I mean, he's taken on the whole establishment, Republicans and Democrats. He just went for Republicans because he knew he had to be with the party to get elected, you know. I mean,
he's one of the bravest men I have ever seen in the public eye. You're hearing it. He knows, like JFK, probably suspected. Yeah. He knows.
Yeah, well, JFK suspected it.
Yeah, you've proven that. Yeah, I know.
Yes. Wow. All right. Okay. So we're on Trump. So let's do some on Trump. Here's Trump talking about jobs.
We have to get our country back to work. We don't have any jobs. And I can do it. Believe me, that's what I do best.
And here he says, I would get them.
I would get them.
Yep.
Absolutely. Meaning the jobs. He'd get them. He'd bring them back. The man is, they don't come along like this once in a lifetime, maybe, and they never get to this position. If he is elected and can stay alive, he will go down as one of the greatest presidents since George Washington.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. Yeah, I absolutely would. Yep. Here we have a bit of a funny one on Trump, typical Trump.
We don't know who they are. If you look at the migration, you have a lot of young, strong men. You look at the women. Where are the women and children? You don't have many by comparison.
And he says, smug, but I love it.
Smug, but I love it.
He's a bit smug, but
he's kind of just chuckling at himself. That's called self-effacing humor. That's great.
Yep, nothing wrong with that at all. Nope. All right, you know how...
David, excuse me. I cannot tell you how important your contribution is with reverse speech. Your technology is making this so clear to so many people listening now, and they're going to spread it. I'm going to have this program up tonight. David will have it up for listening. Share it, folks. This you're making, without question, as important a contribution to this political process, this election cycle, as anyone could make. That's how important this is.
Well, thank you. I like to think that even though I'm an Australian citizen, I'm having my impact on the American election.
We were together with the families in Santa Barbara and talking, and you're as much of an American as you need to be. You know what's going on here.
Yeah, that's
extremely true. Well.
That's true. I know. Anyway, it's all good fun. It's good to be a part of it all. So, these reversals that we've been presenting have just shown themselves time and time again to be just absolutely spot on. So,
Well, you just nailed NAFTA Newt to the wall. That the guy is you know what he is? He's like Brutus in the Roman Empire, about to stab Julius Caesar, getting ready for it.
Yeah, et tu, Brute.
That's it.
Yeah. Wow. Alright, okay, now you know how they're having a go at Trump, saying he's against women, okay? Well, this is what Hillary's going to be saying. Well, mind you, I don't know how she's going to fight Trump, because Trump fights on a whole different playing field than she's used to.
Her campaign, I've got a story up, doesn't know how to fight him. How in the hell is she going to say that she's pro-women when she has covered her husband's felony rapes and sex assaults? How can she possibly pretend to be pro-woman? The woman is not a woman's representative here. She's a piece of garbage.
Yep. Well, she absolutely is. We're going to have fun exposing him. I'm looking forward to the debates. They'll be great.
Oh, my. Oh, the reversals from the debates. Oh, yeah.
They're going to be classic. They'll be classic shows. Anyway.
People, let me say this again on behalf of all of you who care, to you people with the Trump organization. Please, and if you're listening now live, fine. If you listen tomorrow on the recording, fine. Doesn't matter. Please increase your security. Trust no one.
Yes. Yep, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. You have to. This is getting serious now. You know, this is serious. We're down to the power structures of the structures of the powers that be.
Yeah, from what I'm hearing, it seems to me that the criminal GOP, the criminal elite, are going to suck it up, back Trump, put him in, and then I don't want to even say it, get rid of him. That's what I hear. That's what I'm hearing.
That's what these reversals are saying today, and I can't stress it strongly enough how serious you need to take this. Well, I mean, you know, they took out JFK, and those people are still around. And look, on that note, let's just play a reversal on Hannity. That's, I think, it's appropriate. Listen to this.
And Newt Gingrich's, you know, be named ahead of time and show that, hey, he's serious about bringing serious, successful people that have governed well into government.
Here he says, seriously hit a bush.
Seriously hit a bush.
Seriously hit a bush. Seriously hit a bush.
That's what Trump's doing. He's hitting the bushes. The bushes are backing right down. They're not going to come to convention or anything. So that's the power structure. That's what we're dealing with.
I agree. Right on.
Absolutely. All right. So here we got this reversal on Trump talking about women. Here's the forwards.
I didn't clarify, John. Look, these people on minimum wage, number one, I said about states, and I think it's very clear, and I think it's a good idea.
And here he says, United States, God blessing our woman. And again. So there we go.
You missed a word.
Oh, I did?
God blessing on our women.
Oh, really? Okay.
There's an on in there.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Yeah, very clear. You got good ears for this, Jeff. I mean, hear me well. You've been listening to these for 20 years now. That's not a denigrating attitude towards women. It's actually the opposite, really. You know, the United States gives women all the opportunities in the world. So,
If American womanhood looks to Hillary Clinton thinking that she is representing women, they are deaf, dumb, and blind.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. I mean, look at the woman's history. I think she enabled all of Bill Clinton's affairs, and they're just the ones we know about. I mean, God knows what the man's done behind the scenes. And, you know, I mean, I watched the two of them together on stage and I feel like vomiting. It's like, oh my God, it's
I agree. I totally agree. Yeah, he made far more trips on Jeffrey Epstein's private pedophile jet to his private island in the Caribbean than anybody realized. Dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of trips. The guy is, he is an arch pervert, an arch pedophile, an arch criminal, in my view.
Oh, I agree. I think we revisited his sex scandal reversals on your show a few weeks back, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, it goes back to that. He can't, look, he had a news conference when he was president, and David played the reversal. He cannot contain himself. He is so degenerate, so obsessed with sex, that he, while he was doing his news conference, he was looking at a reporter in the front row, a woman reporter. Wow. Remember?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I haven't got that reversal handy at the top.
And he said, in reverse, he wanted to grab her little breast.
Yep, I know. Yep.
Seize her little breast.
You know what I should do? I should put up a video, YouTube. Listen, I'm really working on my YouTube channel. I've uploaded about a dozen videos in the last couple of weeks. So I'll do one on the Clinton sex scandals. I'll upload one on that this next week.
Very good. Very good.
Good to get in the back end. All right. Here's Trump talking about the Second Amendment.
We're going to protect our Second Amendment, so important, so important. And, you know, the Second Amendment is being chipped away at.
And here he says, see the warning.
See the warning. See the warning.
Yep.
See the warning.
And the warning is it's being chipped away at. I mean, Hillary Clinton would vote the whole thing out altogether if she had her.
National Rifle Association came out fully in favor of backing Donald Trump today.
Yes, I saw that. Good news. Yep. And they're traditionally very slow in backing candidates.
Yeah.
So come out fairly quick. All right. Another one on Trump. I'm not too sure what this one means, but let's play the forwards and get a context.
Where Hillary Clinton says she wants to put the miners and the mines out of business, and I say just the opposite. We're going to put the miners back to work, and we're going to open up the mines. It is just insane what's going on. She's like a job killing machine. She is horrible in terms of the economy. Horrible. Don't forget, it was her husband who signed NAFTA, which was probably the greatest, in terms of a disaster, the greatest disaster we've ever had economically for jobs. I went through New York and Pennsylvania and Maryland and Connecticut, all these states. They're like empty.
It's
the
scary.
Jobs have been sucked out of us.
Okay, I know what.
Come on, Donald. Come on. Wake up. You just said it. NAFTA, and who was the godfather of NAFTA? Newt Gingrich.
Oh, Newt Gingrich. Oh.
I've been calling him NAFTA Newt. Read up, folks. If you don't believe me, read up when he was Speaker of the House. He made NAFTA happen. NAFTA would not have happened without Newt Gingrich.
I'll be bothered. I didn't know that. Okay. Well, here Trump says, I must improvise it.
I must improvise it.
Yeah, work with what's there and improvise and make it work.
Yeah.
You know, just seeing his mind churning over as he's, as he's thinking how we're going to fix these situations up, okay?
Right.
All right. Next one on Trump.
All I said is I put, you know, when I put in taxes, it's really a proposal.
I don't know what he means by this. It is yellow.
It is yellow. It is yellow. It is yellow.
Is he a bit nervous about taxes?
Well, no, I don't know. I don't know. That's it. Yellow. I don't know. That may have some connotation in high finance that we don't know about. He said he wants to, and I haven't heard him repeat this, but he's on record of getting rid of the income tax for all Americans who earn $50,000 a year or less. They will pay no tax. No tax.
Okay. All right. Oh, well, good. Good move. All right. Next one along.
So you put in taxes because you're going to have to negotiate with Congress. You're going to have to negotiate with senators, and you're going to have to negotiate with Congress people. And they're going to be, and it's going to be a tough negotiation. I'm going to possibly have to lift it from my proposal, but that proposal, and even when lifted, will be a lot cheaper than it is right now.
Okay, so here he's talking about taxes, and he says, we shall label this hell.
We shall label this hell.
Well, is that hell or hill? Hang on. Oh, we shall label this hill, I heard then.
We shall label this hill.
We shall label this hill.
It's hill.
We shall label this hill.
It's hill, not
yeah,
hill.
Yeah, it's hill.
It's hill. We shall label this hill, a Capitol Hill. He's going to, he's going to put his mark on Capitol Hill, and he'll get...
we're going to label this hill with the Trump presidency.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's listen to the Fords again.
So you put in taxes because you're going to have to negotiate with Congress. You're going to have to negotiate with senators, and we're going to have to negotiate with Congress people. And they're going to be, and it's going to be a tough negotiation. I'm going to possibly have to lift it from my proposal, but that proposal, and even when lifted, will be a lot cheaper than it is right now.
Right. We shall label this hill.
We shall label this hill.
We shall label this hill.
Yeah, absolutely.
We shall label this hill.
Oh, they're going to feel Donald Trump, is what that's telling me. He's coming in and putting his mark on everything. Wow.
Yeah, what really bothers me, David, is that they don't have to use a gun. They have so many other ways of doing things. Electromagnetic fields, microwaves, drugs that leave no trace in the body. Oh, he had a heart attack. Oh, my. Oh, it's too bad. Damn. There's just too many things. Too many ways. I don't know. He cannot put Gingrich on there. I'm telling you, folks, you got to work. Help me. Raise hell. No NAFTA Newt Gingrich. No. No.
Okay. All right. Next one. Here we go.
Where Hillary Clinton says she wants to put the miners and the mines out of business, and I say just the opposite. We're going to put the miners back to work, and we're going to open up the
mines. Yeah, we played that.
Yeah, we played that. Okay, so it's a different reverse.
I got it. Yeah, yeah.
Versus, even if I gave this mercy, oh, Barack. Huh.
Even I gave this mercy, oh, Barack.
No, even I gave this mercy, oh, Barack.
Even I gave this mercy, or Barack.
Oh, I know what he means.
Even I gave this mercy, or Barack.
He's going to put the coal miners back to work, and oh, Barack, what have you done? You know, I'm going to have mercy on the situation here. Even I gave this mercy, oh, Barack.
Who's
even
that?
I gave this mercy, or Barack.
Sorry, what was that?
Could that be or Barack?
All right, let's have a look.
Even I gave this mercy, or Barack.
Oh, it could be, yeah.
Even I gave this mercy, or Barack.
Huh, interesting.
Even I gave this mercy, or Barack.
There's an R there.
Yeah, there is, yeah. I don't know what he means by Barack. I don't know what Barack's policies are on the coal miners. All I know is what Hillary Clinton said.
I don't know that he has any.
Right.
I really don't.
He's got nothing on anything.
Yeah, that's right.
I got to play you all these reversals. We got to do a show to look at Barack Obama's presidency. These reversals are just classic. Go to my YouTube channel, folks, and listen to it. The Legacy of a Failed Presidency is what the video is called, and go and listen to them. And I there's been a couple of interesting comments on them. Someone said, "Look, I like Barack Obama, and I'm a Democrat, but these reversals are almost as bad as the Pope's." So.
Yeah.
Which I thought was very...
I got to hear them. They must be bad. Bad.
They're really bad.
He's an evil degenerate, the guy. He's the worst.
Yep, absolutely. All right, let's have a look. How much time we got left?
Three or four minutes.
Okay,
I'll stretch it, yeah.
Okay, all right. So here we have one on Hannity that I don't know what it means.
Well, I don't want to hit crazy Bernie Sanders too hard because I love watching what he's doing to crooked Hillary. His time will come.
Oh, I know what the reversal means. He says mock romance.
Mock romance.
Mock romance. Mock romance.
Got it.
They're it's they're romancing each other, and it's all a bit of a game, a bit of a...
Well, she's talking now. That they flirted a trial balloon the other day. Sanders for her VP. They put that out. So.
Oh, did they really? I'll be bothered. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, here's a couple of Newt Gingrich that I haven't played yet. I've got so many here. I'm just pulling them out at random now. So here we go.
And I talked to someone this morning who was told, you know, you better get on the Bush train. This was about 8, 9, 10 months ago.
And there's the end. The children. Now,
hold that, Todd. Hold the music, please. I want to get a couple more in here. These are too valuable. Thanks. Thank you. Go ahead, David. Play the reversal.
Chilled with the nigger.
Chilled with the nigger.
Wow. Bit negative reversal.
What is that? No, he's saying chilled with.
Yeah, chilled. C-H-I-L-L-E-D. He could be talking about Barack. You know, I don't know.
That's interesting. Play. Yeah, let's do that again real quick.
Okay.
Okay, let's play the forwards, please.
Okay, so here's the. Here's the forwards.
And I talked to someone this morning who was told, you know, you better get on the Bush train. This was about 8, 9, 10 months ago.
Huh, interesting. I think he's having a go at Bush.
He's just calling him a very derogatory name.
Yeah, he is. I'll be bothered. Okay, all right.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, well, anyway, there we go. That'll do for today.
So. Those are just man, that's about as powerful as you're going to get. All right, we'll make this program available at Rents, and David will have it up at his site too, reversespeech.com. And we urge all of you to share this as much as you can. Think about it and understand that reverse speech doesn't make mistakes. People can't lie in reverse.
Certainly can't.
David, okay. Thank you. That was incredible. I'm tired from that. That tired me out because of the potential, the emotional, spiritual, psychological, the reality of it. Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, all right. Sir. Take care.
Okay. Bye. All right. See
you. David John Oates, Reverse Speech, and there's what we think is going to happen if we just look at the reverse speech objectively and honestly. They're going to unite behind Trump enough to get him in there. They know he'll just take Hillary apart. And then, watch out. Okay, that's our program tonight. Thank you for being here. It's Friday, weekend ahead. I hope all of you make time and enjoy yourselves and your loved ones and your family. These are really tough times, so be happy and remember every day is a blessing. Okay? Talk soon.